Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Dozens of Israeli settlers have set fire to houses and cars in a Palestinian village in the occupied West Bank. At least one person has been killed and others seriously injured. David Bamford reports.
The Israeli settlers, some wearing masks, descended on the village of Jit near Qalqilya, armed with batons, rocks and Molotov cocktails, causing mass panic amongst the Palestinian residents. Video showed vehicles and properties on fire. The incident has drawn condemnation from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and even far-right politicians who've previously been vocal in their support for settlers. President Isaac Herzog likened it to a pogrom, a term historically used to describe 19th-century anti-Semitic violence in Eastern Europe. Police arrested one Israeli national and are questioning others.
A US official has described the first day of the latest rounds of Gaza ceasefire talks in Qatar as constructive. The discussions are expected to continue on Friday. Israeli officials are attending, but Hamas has stayed away, accusing Israel of changing its terms since previous rounds. The World Health Organization says it expects more Mpox infections to be found in Europe in the coming days after Sweden confirmed the first case of a new, more deadly strain. Swedish health officials said the patient had been staying in an African country. Here's our health correspondent, Dominic Hughes.
This is essentially a variant of the disease that is driving this surge in infections across 16 countries in Africa. It's more dangerous and more infectious than the variant that led to the outbreak in 2022, and that outbreak affected more than 100 countries. So there's a lot of concern out there, I think. There will be monitoring and surveillance, and people are looking at their ability to test. They're looking at their ability to trace people in the same way that they did through COVID when they did contact tracing, trying to keep track of who is where and who has what infection.
The Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has rejected a Brazil and Colombia-led call for fresh presidential elections to be held in Venezuela. She said it would show a lack of respect to those who voted for change, as Temesken Debesay reports.
On Thursday, the leaders of Brazil and Colombia appeared to call for new elections in Venezuela following international criticism of last month's vote, which the opposition says was stolen by the incumbent Nicolas Maduro. Speaking to Argentine media, Maria Corina Machado said holding new elections would be an insult to the Venezuelan people, who she said had clearly voted for the opposition candidate Edmundo González. Ms. Machado was barred from running for office. Venezuela's government-controlled electoral commission had declared Mr. Maduro as the winner, despite widespread accusations of fraud.
Temesken Debesay reporting. This is the latest world news from the BBC. A group of small islands off the west coast of Scotland have been found to be the best geological record of the planet entering its biggest ever ice age, around 720 million years ago. It's hoped the discovery may offer clues about why the planet went into such extreme icy conditions for 80 million years and how complex life emerged from it. Palab Ghosh reports.
Layers of rock can be thought of as pages of a history book, with each layer containing details of the Earth's condition in the distant past. But the period leading up to Snowball Earth was thought to be missing because the rock layers were eroded by the Big Freeze. Now, a new study by University College London has revealed that the Garvalax somehow escaped unscathed and may be the only place on Earth to have a detailed record of how the Earth entered one of the most catastrophic periods in its history, as well as what happened when the first animal life emerged when the snowball thawed.
Donald Trump has used a news conference at his New Jersey golf club to attack the Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris, saying she would be a disaster for the American middle class. Surrounded by tables stacked with grocery items, Mr. Trump accused Ms. Harris of planning what he called communist price controls that would lead to food shortages. Washington has approved the sale of $5 billion worth of Patriot air defence missiles to Germany to replenish stocks that have been sent to Ukraine. 600 missiles and related equipment are being sent. Five people have been charged in connection with the death of the Friends actor Matthew Perry, who was found unconscious in a hot tub in October, having taken large amounts of ketamine. Prosecutors said the suspects included two doctors and Perry's live-in assistant. According to an indictment, one clinician had written in a text message, "I wonder how much this moron will pay." Speaking to the BBC, one LA-based doctor said he knew physicians who were charging Perry double or triple for ketamine treatments. BBC News.